Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I want you to holler at me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I know, and I ask for it every time. Email the boy. A boy? That didn't sound right. Email me. SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com. I promise I will email you back. I might even reveal some things. If you email me the right circumstances, I will email you back the right circumstances. SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns. If you ghost listening, jump into the chat room. Say something. Say hi. I see y'all in there. You know, say hi. It's okay. I won't bust you out. Not unless you ask me to, but that's a whole different conversation. Anyway, speaking of busting out, I don't even know how to act. I am going to watch the San Francisco 49ers play football this week. Why? Kaepernick is starting. It took, four horrendous losses in a row for them to realize, yeah, Blaine Gabbert, the guy that led y'all to nothing last year, is not the answer at quarterback. So now, Kaepernick is going to play. And you know, everybody and their mama's going to be looking. He do anything wrong. Like, he scratches nuts the wrong way. Bam. Y'all take him out. I mean, we know that the anthem is going to be an issue this week, because the guy is actually going to play. So, I mean, you figure all of white America, well, probably not all, but the majority will not be looking at that game, and they won't be cutting to that game to show Kaepernick, because he's playing, and he's a lightning rod for sure. But I'll be there, and I'm going to guess every black person with a pulse will be watching that game, even though it's against Buffalo. And it may be a very, very boring game, but we just going to watch. I just want to see what he does. And if they win, oh, my God. If the 49ers win and Kaepernick is starting, ooh, controversy, I'll be looking, because it's going to be crazy. Anyway, Kaepernick is starting, so I will get to watch my first San Francisco 49ers game this year, because I haven't had the heart to watch them, but now they may have a pulse. So it'll be interesting to see the comments, the venom that's going to be in the air. Hate is going to be working hard this week, real hard. Now, I'll be curious to see how it comes off, because he's playing. I won't say that it's a must win for him, but if they lose, woo, it's going to be a lot. If they win, woo, it's going to be a lot. So stay tuned. And if you got nothing better to do this weekend, I just want to watch the game, because you feel like something stupid might happen. I mean, it'll be some ignorance at its finest going on in that stadium. I mean, you figure it's going to be rednecks. Maybe rednecks will be out there in force and, like, we hate Kaepernick, and we're just not gonna let things be known. I don't know. But generally, coward ass white terrorists, they only do that type stuff when there's nobody around. It's like 30-1. They don't do it when it's fair. They ain't built like that. They kind of suckers. Moving on. Since I don't want to get caught up in that, I will get caught up in the drug of the week. I haven't done one in a while. And I read this. There is a cancer drug, immunotherapy cancer drug, and it's hailed as a game changer. The trial of more than 350 patients. This was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. 36% treated with the immunotherapy drug nivolumab were alive after 1 year, compared with 17% who received chemotherapy. And they also experienced fewer side effects from immunotherapy. We have a new drug. The double hit, they say, they did some stuff with 94 patients with advanced kidney cancer, showed that the double hit of nivolumab and its cousin, ipilimumab, resulted in a significant reduction in the size of tumors in 40% of patients. So, here's what's happening. If you have advanced kidney cancer, going to reduce the size of your tumor. So, at least 40% of y'all have a chance. The other 60%, hey, it is what it is. Now, what they're saying here is, before chemotherapy, 17% chance. It sucks for you. Now, what's this? Nivolumab, you got 36% chance, and so only 64% of you are going to fall off the face of the earth. Well, not fall off, but just not exist the way you exist now. 19% better chance, and you experience fewer side effects. Now, I always wonder about the side effects. I mean, these haven't been published yet, but I always speculate on like the worst sides, like if you take nivolumab, maybe your balls are heavier than normal. Like, 'cause you know, as they say, men are older and the balls drop, but not. You figure side effect could be your balls are like we'll say like tungsten steel. Did you know old men, and maybe this could be one of the leading factors of a lot of old men having sex, because old men can sit there, and because their balls are so long, it'll make it look like their penis is bigger than what it is. So, you know, old man could be just sitting there, and the old ladies is looking like, man, Grandpa Melvin is packing. Look at that. Now, to the untrained eye, he working with some things, because that lump is like really big and it's down his thigh a little bit. But to the trained eye and those who have a little experience in life, you know that's nuts. Those are elongated nuts, and that's the sac that's compensating. I'm just saying, maybe that's a side effect, maybe it's not, and maybe for the women, maybe you get like razor sharp nipples. where your nipples are like nice and fertile and lickable, you can get them nipples that you got like those razor sharp pins, like porcupine pins, instead of the little pimples that surround the nipple, porcupine pins. So dude go to it acts like little mini dagger sword protectors. But I'm trying to think what they used to call those iron draws that they used to make the maidens wear. You know, I have an overactive imagination. I'm just saying it. Those could be side effects. Hey, it's my weird side effects, but I'm just saying. They haven't put it out there. Immunotherapy, you never know. Porcupine. Nipple hairs. It could happen. Elongated tungsten steel hard balls. It's unlikely, but it could happen. I mean, you imagine, you know, old men with elongated balls swinging them, knocking fools out. And you use that against the police. Police run up on the old man. They don't know that he been taking nivolumab and that his balls are hard as steel. They're like bulletproof. You run up on him, talk him out, freeze, and he catch you like David caught the lion. You know, he's slinging his balls. He's like, what are you doing? Is that your ball? Pow! It's over. Took you off the set. Y'all not feeling that one? Hey, at the least, you know, since they have a cancer drug, all seriousness, you have a new cancer drug, you know, they'll elongate your life and you'll live. You'll just pay through the nose, or your family will pay through the nose if you can't afford it. They'll let you die, but that just means you have to lean on your kids, cousins, any other relatives. Hey, y'all gotta hook me up so I can take this nivolumab. Say, just a thought. I thought it was very helpful and illuminating. Now, when we talk about thoughtful and illuminating, I read where they were talking about they did a report on the San Francisco police. Said San Francisco police have institutionalized bias against minorities, and the feds found that. I will say the their words directly because it's kind of funny. The Department of Justice found that the city's troubled police department has outdated use of force policies, lack of accountability, and numerous indicators of implicit and institutionalized bias against minority groups, according to a report released Wednesday from the findings from the Department of Justice. And they go on to say, they have significant deficiencies in many areas, from its record keeping to the ways that San Francisco police officers treat African Americans and other people of color. Now, yeah, we kind of know that already. But thank you, Department of Justice, for confirming what we've all known since day one. Kunta Kinte knew that shit, and they didn't even call them police then. But I would contend that what you would do is you just go back and do this. You say, the Department of Justice found that the city's troubled police department has outdated blah, 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 blah. And from its record keeping to the ways that pick an urban city where black folks live, police officers treat African Americans and other people of color. Because any city that we're in is going down. Last time I checked, and I'm guessing y'all know that already. Everybody knows it. It's one of those not a secret, not Victoria's Secret, not Craig's Secret, or any other top flight security secret, whatever. They don't like us. They don't value us as human. Blah, 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 blah. It's like the Charlie Brown, parents, like police and people talking about justice for us. It's like, wah, 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 wah. They'll release a report like, hey, we released a report saying what y'all know already. Treat black people bad. That's it. That's what they got. That's what we get. It's kind of funny how that goes. And nobody cares. Because, hey, it's just us. We not real people anyway. On that note, I'm going to break. I need to go on break. This is a Ghostface Killer. Food.
together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Ghostface Killah. Food. That's me a little food for thought from time to time. Speaking of food for thought, there's a bakery in Portland. Fat Cupcake Bakery. They named their Oreo cookie cupcake the president. And so I guess somebody wrote Yelp and was like, yeah, this is racist. And when they pointed it out, the people from Fat Cupcake Bakery said, well, our current president loves Oreos. You know, Angelica Hayes, who is the owner of Fat Cupcake, she is from a biracial family, and she told Fox News that racism hits home for her. And she indicated that she didn't intend to offend anyone with the name of the cupcake. She says she did it because it's a great cupcake. And so she just chose that name as a means of honor. So, yeah, she feels like, hey, the Oreo cookie cupcake is Mr. President. That's how she feels about your president of the United States. He's a Oreo, not cookie, but Oreo cupcake. I always laugh about this because y'all know I'm a conspiracy theorist. If you didn't know, you keep listening to my show, you'll find that I am a conspiracy theorist. I've always said that people who diss presidents are not really smart people. As the history of the United States, if you diss a president, generally you die. See, it don't really make headlines, but you don't live long. I mean, you look like the one guy who threw them shoes at Bush. I'm gonna guess. What it's like 10 years after the fact, I'm gonna guess he might not be alive, and if he is alive, he probably has been beaten within the inch of his life many a time. But I'm guessing that he's probably not alive. Could be wrong, but I remember the folks who tried to say something about Reagan, they were dying of stomach ailments, heart attacks, whatever. Bush. I mean, these cats, you diss president. Remember the people that they were talking about, all the people that Clinton and them killed. Like, hey, you come at the crown, you gotta be ready. So, you know, people talk about Obama, Oreo cookie, all that other stuff. Georgia, the jungle. Like, y'all do know that he's not going to be president and the spotlight not really going to be on him like that. I'm guessing he got a list. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm guessing he has a list because what people, they count on the fact that he's a black man, but they forget that he, you know, he grew up around white folks. You know, he's half white too. So he got some of that supreme killer in him. I'm just saying, I'm paying homage because white people, you know, y'all, when it comes to killing and doing some devious, y'all are the A+. Y'all are the alpha and the omega when it comes to like killing and how to torture and murder folks. Just, hey, it ain't even close. So my theory, I factor that in, like, hey, Angelica and the Angelicas of the world, Oreo cupcake, all that. He got a list, like, oh, okay. I look like Curious George to you. Okay. He got a list. He got his person that handle his business, and I'm guessing they ain't nothing like Olivia Pope, and they ain't trying to wear the quote-unquote white hat. They just coming to get you by any means necessary. So maybe there'll be some mysterious death. I don't know. Or some businesses that just go out and fire, takes your business out. Somebody just breaks in and breaks all your machinery. Or you get audited by the IRS. I mean, there's a 10,000 ways to take somebody down and make them go. I'm going to take that guess. You know, all these tough people that go after the president, like, look, hey, he going to be out. And you won't piss off somebody that got access to folks that can take you down. It is not a smart move. Folks think it's funny. And yes, she thought it's funny. Like, hey, I'm going to sell a lot of cupcakes. Yeah, you might sell a lot of cupcakes this week. But it's November next month. Do they understand that these rich folks have long memories? They take you off the set. I'm just saying. I know folks like, yeah, that's not gonna happen. But we'll see. In the meantime, it's that time. I get to do what I like. This is the dumbass of the week. My dumbass of the week, and I love that extra burp for some reason, I don't know, is Ryan Stanislaw. Who in the hell is Ryan Stanislaw? Real simple. Ryan Stanislaw is a amateur zombie hunter, not to be confused with professional zombie hunters, because obviously they're out there because he's an amateur zombie hunter. Must say that. He was arrested Saturday after, and I quote, allegedly firing into a home while hunting zombies at around 5 a.m. in North St. Paul, Minnesota. The AR-15 rifle shattered the window of Ken Quayle, who was asleep at the time, like most folks are at like 5 a.m. The bullet missed Quayle, ricocheted off the wall of his bedroom. Stanislaw allegedly told police, "He was simply out making sure my neighborhood is safe, and that he was aiming at a zombie, and he was also carrying bullets marketed as anti-zombie ammunition." The criminal complaint cites that Stanislaw's mother says he has no history of mental illness, and he was charged with a firearm violation, as well as possession of a firearm by an ineligible person. He was considered ineligible because he was convicted last month of making terroristic threats. Oh, by the way, he lived, even though he had a gun and fired it into somebody's house. I'm not going to say what color he was, white, and what race he was, white. But yeah, he lived. And Think about that for a second. I like the way they said allegedly. Allegedly. Like, he allegedly fired the bullets. And he allegedly told the police he was, like, instead of, remember, Elmer Fudd, like, I'm hunting bunny rabbits. I'm hunting zombies. 5 a.m. in the morning. Even though they said he made terroristic threats. But he didn't get shot. And he was armed. I just wanted to say that for no reason whatsoever. Because talking about white men who shoot into people's houses and have guns and they get arrested. And they have no history of mental illness as testified by their mothers. He made terroristic threats. He wasn't selling them. Maybe he had to be unarmed and selling DVDs or car broke down for him to get shot. Anyway, not going to go there. Hater of the week, Alex Jones, who says Hillary Clinton and Obama are real demons, not fake ones. He said the two were literally the devil. He called Hillary Clinton a psychopathic demon. And said that Clinton and Obama smell of evil and sulfur, attracting flies when no one else does. Now, yeah, that's kind of funny. Evil and sulfur. I mean, because you actually have to know what evil and sulfur smells like, right? To know what it smells like. I mean, I know what sulfur smells like. That's what a lot of Florida smells like. Like just straight up rotten eggs. But yeah, that would come out. You know, normally I wouldn't even talk about the Hillary Clinton and Trump thing. I mean, because to me it's like Tweedly D and Tweedly Dumb when they talk about, you know, voting for the lesser of two evils. I mean, shit, still voting for evil. And the fact that Hillary Clinton, I mean, is still close to Trump, just shows how bad a candidate she is. It's like, I'm going to keep saying this. I point to the ladies. I mean, just because generally women, y'all can visualize things differently than men. It can get like real close to home. Just imagine, those are your two choices. Like arranged marriage. Your choice is little dick Donald Trump. Just blue veins in it. Him naked. Just like, oh, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to grab your pussy. That's one that you can be with for the next 4 to 8 years. Then there's Hillary Clinton. Oh, I don't know. Could you ever like look at Hillary Clinton as like sexy? Or something to that effect. I mean, pants, legs. I wonder if she just got like them blue veins all on her legs. That's why she don't wear the skirt. Like, because if you see her legs, it might make you just like throw up in your mouth. Plus, her personality is like, you know, you watch these debates and it's like, whoo. As I've always contended, I thought that Trump never wanted to win. It's like, behind the scenes, he's like, yo, what do I have to say to make y'all not want to vote for me. I mean, that's pretty much how I look at him. And then you say you got the Alex Jones of the world that'll throw that type stuff out there, hating and making me have to even talk about it. I acknowledge it. It's just funny. Because I've seen Obama talking about it. He's like, oh, I'm smelling like sulfur, really? I use soap, do you? I know he wanted to say it. Because he kind of like sniffed himself. It was funny. Like one of the funnier things, like, yeah, I smell like sulfur. But I use deodorant, do you? I'm just saying, if you've ever seen Alex Jones, heard him talk, whatnot, he's a conspiracy theorist. He's out there. Some stuff I believe what he said. Mother stuff, hell no. It's not. But yeah, that is my hater of the week. Now, I want to talk about perspective. Because I thought to myself, maybe I'm looking at it from the wrong perspective. See, because I have the black perspective, which is a whole totally different perspective from the right perspective. I mean, white perspective. White people. And we going to try this for a second. We going to some empathy, right? Like you're taught restorative justice, empathy. Like white people. They'll say something inappropriate. But it feels good, right? Like when I think of you, I touch myself. Top 40 hit. You know, catchy tune. When I think of you, I touch myself. Now, depending on what you think, like, you say, oh, it's just catchy, you know? When I think of you, I touch myself, like, all warm and fuzzy. Like, when I think of you, I hug myself, and it makes me feel good. It's like I'm holding a teddy bear, Winnie the Pooh, Interior 2, tight, feel good, warm and fuzzy inside. Or if you're somebody who's predisposed to masturbating from time to time, on the regular, every day, twice a day or something like that, when I think of you, I touch myself. It's like, ooh, and I'm thinking of you. It's on and popping, right? Two totally different things. Two totally different thought processes. Now, if we're from the black perspective, which I may have been accused of being predisposed to thinking that way, I remember when to the windows, to the walls, to the sweat dropped down my balls. That's on the radio. And I thought friends and colleagues knew skeet, skeet, skeet what it meant. But I had friends and colleagues, black, Mexican, Puerto Rican, white, didn't know, hey, never thought like sweat dropped down my balls. Skeet, skeet, motherfucker. They didn't get that, hey, I'm talking about skeeting in your face, on you, around you. I'm skeeting. Like, I'm giving you the jism. Now, to them, it's like innocent song. Skeet, skeet. It's like, oh, skeet, skeet could have been meant like, you know, white folks skeet shooting. Like, skeet, skeet, I'm shooting birds. It's a cute hobby they have. It's like wooden birds. Right? Maybe that's it. Let's see. I made that comparison to say white people look at it differently because, hey, as we know, it doesn't affect them that way. Like I talked about that Oregonian senator who was like, yeah, that don't happen to us. When you're educated, whatnot, that stuff doesn't happen. He's like, yeah, I didn't think that happened because I don't see it, never saw it. You know, my daddy never knocked my mama out in the elevator and dragged her out in the casino, which is true. It's not part of his everyday. So when we talk about the racism that we're complaining about, and we make these pronunciations, you know, the white folks is like, well, you know, we not comfortable with that because, hey, it don't happen to us, one. And two, you're going to try to make us think of it and visualize it and think that we have to dispense justice. They're not comfortable with that. They just aren't. And we can't make them be comfortable with it because they're not going to be. That is the history of this country. But I'm not going to go too much more into this right now. I'm going on a break. And then we're gonna come back and we're going to revisit this a little bit. This is T.I. Warzone.
I'll be a martyr of my great-granddaughter benefit. And pull you over, ask you where your license is. You careful reaching for it, you know you can die for that. And this ain't nothing new, they got cameras so you can see the shit. Got Dr. King and A. Lincoln asking where the freedom at. This ain't no equality. Man, you ain't had no justice on your mind when you shot at me. But fuck it, this is the way it gotta be. Hey, listen, you won't shoot at them and shoot at me, boy, you are not a G. Imagine Trayvon asking why you follow me. Still threatened, hit him and whip him down when he shot him down. Do that to a grown fucking man. Trust me where you stand. Tell my grandma go without that praying. If it's a God in the sky, he looks down, he understands. I'm just a man, and a wrong for a man. But I don't get him in like telling him and go on, kill again. Keep fucking around, it gon' be on in a minute. But we living in a war zone. That you don't know the way you're living in it. Like, yeah, we can lift a man down. They got no pity for the innocent, so I'm a representative. Can't tell the hand. Can't breathe.
Old church, hope you slow murk, and it touch you slow first. Running that place to worship and slaughter our grandma. Won't go kamikaze for that, we want you to die for. Hold up, I'll wait. Heard it from buddy who took the fall for Watergate. The war on drugs, just war on Get us all these guns, get us all these guns. Change all them laws, lock all us up. With the freeway Ricky, on the BML, and then hip hop came. That when we got rich, cause white kids gravitated to it like all of them did. And now they got sick, and then it's just out of shit, they got shit. That looted all of the artistry. Pardon me, somebody tell me what happened to Austin, Sterling, Kim Philando right in front of the girl in the world. So everybody reaction with hell now. In modern day slavery, the prison probably traded in the cheese up. The Constitution and Emancipation Proclamation, just a fucking piece of paper. Cause you don't know that when you're living in it. Like, yeah, we can lift a man down. They got no pity for the innocent, so I'm a representative. Can't tell a hand up, can't breathe. Hand up, can't breathe. Hand up, can't breathe. Hand up. Can't you see we're in a war zone?
together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was T.I. Warzone. Hands up. Can't breathe. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. See, for example, I talked about Colin Kaepernick starting. Supreme Court Justice, and this is part of my Groundhog Day. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I'm going to repeat, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg came out and told Yahoo News that Kaepernick's decision not to stand for the Star Spangled Banner to call attention to racial justice is dumb and disrespectful. She likened it to flag burning and said that while it's not illegal, it's a terrible thing to do. Now, Kaepernick came out and replied, said, it is disappointing to hear a Supreme Court justice call a protest against injustice and oppression stupid and dumb. Now, and Kaepernick goes on to say that people are getting too caught up in the flag. At the end of the day, the flag is just a piece of cloth, and I'm not going to value a piece of cloth over people's lives. That's just not something I can do. It's not something I feel morally right doing, and my character won't allow me to do that. Yeah, that makes sense for us because, hey, in our eyes, our lives are valuable. Now, everyone knows, you know, in Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, beyond a shadow of a doubt, knows that the Star Spangled Banner is a racist song written by a racist slave owner. Not going to get into the lyrics. We don't need to. It's a waste of time. But the point is, she said trying to protest against injustices and oppression is dumb and disrespectful. And see, that's the white perspective. Because it's not happening to them. See, for white people, the whole message is, hey, respect our traditions. We fought the Revolutionary War because the British were treating us bad. We did this. We wrote this. We got the Star Spangled Banner. Honor the flag. It's the flag of this nation. Blah, 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 blah. Love us. Love everything about us. Why don't you love us? Why don't you love everything about it? Yeah. You don't get treated fairly, but you're living in the greatest country on earth. They will keep saying that. Why? Because they don't think of us as humans. Never have. We all know, and it's one of those things that every now and again you maybe need to remind it that 3/4 of a person, that's written by quote unquote forefathers, all of which but one did not own slaves. Was Madison or Monroe, one of them two, it was Madison, one of them. There was only one founding father who didn't have slaves. One. And I believe it was 40-some signers. Yeah. So when you think about that for a second, it just, in the inception of this country, we're not thought of as human. And it just filters down. So Groundhog Day, Supreme Court Justice, someone who makes the laws and enforces the laws and enforces whether or not decides what's fair and what's not fair, comes out and says, calling attention to racial injustice and oppression is dumb and disrespectful. Groundhog Day. From day one to whatever the day it is now, Supreme Court Justice. That's how they feel. You want to be free. Now, speaking of that same T.I., he had a little disagreement with Floyd Mayweather. As you know, in trying times, the super Negroes separate themselves from regular folk. Floyd Mayweather putting on his super Negro cape and flying through the ignorant field of what can I do for you, master? Can you please not put me back in jail? Minefield came out with the whole, yeah, all lives matter. To which T.I. came out and was like, you know, that is completely undermines and discredits the movements that fight for the plights of our people. You're a leader whether you know it or not. Don't get so lost in personal possessions or individual achievement that you lose sight of the things that are larger than all of us. Now, I mean, yeah, you can see. When it comes to who loves you, T.I. is, hey, I love y'all. I mean, he put out the EP, Us or Else. Like, hey, if we ain't on our team, you see how it's going. Chosen sides. Super Negroes like Floyd Mayweather have chosen sides also. Now, what's got to happen, then, and I implore you, the listener, to not only for yourself, your family, everybody else, just say it. Look, we can't support these super Negroes anymore. Floyd fighting, don't drop a nickel. Whatever he's invested in, don't drop a nickel. Your Michael Jordans of the world in prisons, We can't support these brothers and Stacey Dashes. It's like if she's on TV, I'm not watching the channel. The point is, we can't support these fools any longer. It's us or else. I mean, it's really, really serious. I mean, I don't see how folks can't see how serious it is. In your face. I mean, you can't joke about it any. I mean, it's so serious we joke about it. It's how bad it is. And you'll have folks who stand up and say, hey, look, we can't be for them. We got to be for us. But, I mean, are we going to be serious about it? Are we going to take it seriously? Are we going to stop supporting these cats that don't love us at all? I mean, the self-hate is out there. Floyd Mayweather. I mean, this is the same dude that beat his woman up because, hey, she had the nerve to not want to be with him anymore like he wanted her. So he beat on her. It's not manly, yeah. Great boxer, horrible human being. And, you know, I believe Ice Cube said the ghetto pass being revoked. We need to start revoking these ghetto passes. Like, nah, you get no love here. We hate you. Yeah, he'll flash all the money he's got. But we know that as far as these super Negroes go, the government gonna eat their ass. The government gonna eat their ass. Not like eating their ass like groceries. I'm just saying, like, tax them. Something. They're going to do something stupid, and the government's going to sweep in, because that's what they always do to these super Negroes who put all their heart and soul into trying to please massa, and it happens anyway. You get taken off the set. So, when we see Floyd going down, I mean, you know, just like OJ and all these other cats before him. Remember, because you got to remember, white folks love OJ. OJ was the prototypical super Negro. I mean, he was like super Negro of the new age. He was the one. And they took him off the set. So they take OJ, they take anybody. It's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. And we can't be there for them. That's our problem. We be there for the wrong people. You know, we talk about stop snitching. But it's like you'll snitch on Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey. But you won't snitch on these criminals? It's like, come on. You know, who we holding up? We holding up the wrong folks. We not supporting the right people. So when a T.I., a Willie D. call these cats out, call them coons and telling them about themselves, those are the folks we should be supporting. I mean, there's a lot of underground stuff we need to throw our love, because if we don't throw our love there, we know we ain't gonna get no love back from the others. Shit, they show their hate for us every day, all day. And sides is being chosen. Which side you on? Now note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This was another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out. And I'm on your side. Peace. At least I was. I think.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.